Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening and welcome to Talking with Tina. Thank you all for joining, for being a part of, being present to the show. Our call-in number is 760-888-5700. Again, if you're interested in calling in, check in, see what's going on with you, with a situation. We can expand on that, get you some perspective. 760-888-5700. We are here present and accounted for, courtesy of New Age Guild, Blog Talk Radio. Y'all, it is 7 p.m. if you're on the West Coast, 8 if you're Mountain, 9 if you're Central. You want to get wild and wacky and stay up with us, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Y'all, when you call in, one of my favorite things, if this is your first time listening, calling in, joining, love to hear your name, of course, but from where you're calling. State, if you want to be a little more open, your city too, but no big deal. Happy to know how we're all connected in this world. Y'all can reach me independently, find out more about me at www.ihearTarot.com. That's www.ihearTarot.com. Find me on social media. That's where it's at these days. That's the easiest thing to do. Again, I Hear Tarot, IHEARTAROT. If something I'm saying resonates with you, you want to speak one-on-one, or even schedule an appointment, you can find me at 234-97-TAROT. Our show this evening is going to be about so much. Y'all, there's so much that's been going on, not only out there in this world, but with people that I've spoken with. And I want to share their experiences. I want to share my experiences because ultimately, at the end of the day, you're not alone and you're not the only one. And I know that sounds easy to say, easy to dismiss, but that's what brings it all back to who and what we are and what we've got going on. We're going to talk about how to raise your vibration. Of course, tarot reading. I like to expand on and share a little bit about numerology. Don't go too far in depth with it, but it's not going to define who and what you are, our situation, but it does give you some understanding and enlightenment. The analogy I always give for numerology is Monday morning does not have the same vibration, energy, feeling, outlook as Friday morning, right? And if you want to get more specific, Friday morning doesn't have the same vibration, energy, outlook as Friday afternoon or even Friday at 5 o'clock, right? And so that's what numerology offers us, just a different understanding of vibration essence of a number and how it might impact us or situation. And so today's number, today is brought to you by the number. So we're going to combine the 1, the 9, we get 10. Want to be more specific, we can get to a 1. But we're going to expand on that 1 and on that 10. See what those have to offer us. So I want to talk about a couple of experiences, readings that I've had in the past couple of days, definitely the past week since we've last connected, and share with you some of the enlightenment that has come through. Again, y'all, the call-in number for this evening is 760-888-5700. And when you call in again, just give us a moment to connect, share your name, share from where you're calling, and then we can expand on your question and what you have going on. Speaking of which, I do believe we have Suzanne on standby. My dear, are you there?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
My love, thanks for calling in. Where are you calling in from?
Long Island.
Oh, my love. Well, thanks for staying up with us. Tell me what's going on and what do you want to see in your cards tonight?
Do you see any changes in job or love life?
Okay. And just to expand a little bit further on that, are you wanting to shift as far as career or love life, or are you wanting to see what might be
job
out
and
there?
I'd like a boyfriend.
Say that one more time.
I would like a new job and I'd like a boyfriend, a significant
okay.
other,
Ooh.
Companion.
I love it. Thank you for being specific. That really helps. So let me go ahead and give the cards a Let me go ahead and give the cards a shuffle, and already they're coming up. They're coming up with answers. So let's look at, and then when you say you'd like a boyfriend, you're not attached, you're at peace with your last relationship, and you're ready for a new relationship and open, correct?
No, really, I haven't had a relationship in a long time. I don't know why, but I'd like one.
Okay, yeah, let's look at that. Let's look at what they want to say. Give me just a moment here, Suzanne. Okay, so as far as romantic relationship and boyfriend goes, I do, my love, I do see, I'll be candid with you. Yeah, I almost can't see why it's taken this long either. I can see your frustration and try to figure it out and then address it so it's not in the way, so everything is open. Now, that being said, my dear, a couple of things are coming through. You're also very specific on what you want in a relationship, which is good. I'll tell you, it can be a little more frustrating because you are so specific, but that's okay. That's the way you're supposed to be. Is there anything going on for you? I know you asked about job a moment ago, and we're going to look at that, Suzanne. But is there anything else going on for you as far as moving or transition or home or any type of situation that you have going on right now?
Not at all.
Everything is free and clear, no issues, where you live or wanting to move or anything like that?
Not right now, no.
Okay, so let me see what they want to see past that. Okay. So 8 is coming up for you. That could be telling us that August or the summer is going to be when something surfaces for you. Are you actively looking? Or are you kind of wanting to be more organic?
I sure am.
Like?
I wish you didn't let, we have to wait till August. I'm looking a lot.
Yeah. No. Okay. So you are actively looking, right? That's what I hear you saying.
Yeah. It's like a job.
Let me see what else they want to say about that, my love. Hold on. And then we can look at career too. But let me see what else they want to say about. Okay. So I'm going to try to piece this together for you because I'm getting a couple of different things, Suzanne. I do see a relationship for you. But for some reason, there is still a hitch in your giddy up when it comes to relationship. But I can't see what that is for you. And I can't tell if that's just fear, uncertainty, and frustration that's getting in the way, or if there's something else. But I do see it's about time. Hands down, across the board, I can see why you're frustrated. Because everything is saying, yes, he should be there. Why he is not surfacing is not clear to me. Because I see everything else looks good. Your determination is there. So let me look at your career, and then we're going to jump back and see if there's anything else in relationship. Oh, okay. So I'm going to be candid with you, Suzanne. One of the things that just came through is they're saying, I want this career change. I want everything to be right now, and I want boyfriends, and I want everything to be right now. And you're almost
I've waited a very long time, very, 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 very long time.
Totally. Here's the thing. And what's also coming up for you is the Empress card. And this is, and I say this and share it with you because it's a card that's all about abundance. I have to give, I want to give, I want to share, and I can create. You are not a problem, my love. You're a tough act to follow, and it's tough for someone to kind of race and match you and then have your longevity. That's one thing that's coming up. You're also very career-oriented and family relationship-oriented right now. And so that's what's coming up.
No, I'm not really career-oriented. I just want a job that pays okay, that's close to home, and I, you know, and work. I'm not going for this big career.
Well, I get that. What I mean by that is you want career to be perfect for you right now, and you want relationship to be perfect for you right now. Do you follow?
Well, I would just say at this point, I wouldn't mind somebody taking me on a third date.
Okay, let me see what's in the way. Great question. Let me see, my love, what might be in the way with getting past that hurdle? Hold on a second. Let me shift my cards here. In the way. Hold on. Something is coming through, but let me look a little bit more and see.
Okay.
Are you finding, Suzanne, that the people that you're going out with or the dates that you're going out with aren't measuring up to who and what you are? They're not even matching who you are and what you want?
I'm finding they'll take me on a date. You go on a date, act like they like me so much, then they're too busy to call, or they're staying, or they one left me on at Valentine's Day with a glass of wine, just left. Then another one went away for 2 weeks, didn't even call to text, and he said, I'll call you when I get back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The reason I ask that is because what I get for you, my love, is the and I don't know why this is happening for you, but the men that you're meeting don't have the strength. They don't have the strength of mind. They don't have the energy. They don't have the determination. I don't know, my love, if it's your approach or what and how they are perceiving you, and that might be a conversation one-on-one. You need someone who is solid.
I'm just acting nice and trying to – I'm not coming on strong at all. I'm just trying
but
to – they're busy, busy,
you
busy.
You are strong, though. That's the thing, my love.
I'm really not.
I'm
really not. I'm really not.
Okay. You come through in your cards as solid and a force, and you know what you want, and you're clear on it. And I hear you saying that you're being nice.
You know what? I really don't.
Open.
I just want three dates right now. I do. I want dates. I want dates.
I get that. I do, my love. But it, for some reason, what's coming your way are people that don't know what they want. And so then they fall away, which you know what you want, and you're still there. That's what's happening for you. But I can't see.
Okay,
exactly
we're not matching,
why that's
happening. Okay,
yeah,
so
exactly.
When are these people going to match come in?
Yeah. Let me see the question. Oh, my love. Ugh, I tell you. Man, let me see, Suzanne, if they can share with me when or what might be in the way. Let me see if they can give us more on that. Hold on a second. What might be in the way? Or when? Oh, I know you said you're not really down for talking about August, but that was what was coming through earlier. Okay. Candid question, my love. Like I said earlier, you come through as being on the fast track. And I know you're asking for third date, but after third date, you want a long-term relationship. You want this to go somewhere. You're not really interested in being friends, right?
Correct. That's not
okay.
Fast. That's just not wanting to be alone forever and having a boyfriend.
Listen, I get it. You're not asking for anything ridiculous. You're being very reasonable. You know what you want. That's good. What's coming through, though, is a couple things. And when I say candid, I'm going to be candid with you. One is you know when you meet someone, you know in your heart of hearts, Suzanne, if it's going to work or not. You can just feel it, you know, in your bones, right? But you're wanting to give it time because of what you want, right? Just be open to this. Are you on profile dating or social dating or anything like that? Or
I am, but then I met somebody when I went dancing or whatever. Not even dancing, just hanging. But he just got out of a relationship 3 months ago. And then he said, oh, I'm going to Georgia. I'm retired. I'm going out for 2 weeks to see a friend. He goes, I want to see you. I go, okay, when you get back? He goes, oh, no, now. So he took me out on a Sunday, but he didn't even call till 3 o'clock to confirm after all weekend. And then he didn't even, I said, well, you know, you're going to be gone for 2 weeks. If you just want to text to say hi or call. He never did. But, you know, then maybe when he gets back, oh, I'll call you. You know, that'll be 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah, and obviously you're not going to sit around and wait for that. So I get where you are. And let me see how they want to say this. They're showing it two ways. You're not asking for anything unreasonable, but you know what you want. And that can be intimidating for people because the ones that you're meeting, like you said, aren't a match and they don't know what they want. They're kind of dabbling. So I don't know if this means for you that you look for other keywords or aspects about people that you know are more serious, or you trust your intuition in date one and be like, hey, this isn't working for me, and you leave them sitting at the table, or you don't call them back. But you don't have to be the one waiting on them. And it feels like there's a little bit of shift in power there, and I get where you are and what you're looking for. You don't want to write it off, but you also got to trust yourself and know that what you're doing isn't exactly working, and that could be a profile. It could be your experience or how you're letting them just kind of skate. But there's got to be a little shift there, because I know you said you're really not that powerful, but my love you come through is really solid. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, but I don't know. If they don't call me back or treat me right, I don't just go out with them again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Are you able to? I know you said you're profile dating. I know you want to meet someone organic. I get that. Is there any way you can change your profile or change categories on it just to see what might be hitting or sticking more for you? There's nothing you can do that, right?
Well, I'm not really going to change my profile because, you know, sometimes I'll just say I like to take walks, this, that. I mean, what can I change in my profile? I have to be me. I don't go in there saying I want to get married tomorrow. I just say I like to walk the beach, you know, normal stuff.
Yeah. Hmm. Hmm. Let me see.
I joined a moose club. Maybe I'll meet somebody there, like a moose lodge.
Okay. Well, definitely doing what you want to do is we're going to meet your kind of people anyway, so that's not a bad thing. I will tell you one thing that comes up for you is travel and distance. Are you looking for people like in your immediate 10 to 15 minute or mile range? Are you being more conservative?
Well, I wouldn't mind because it would be hard to see them during the week, work-wise and stuff. I would just be a weekend person.
Right, and that's not what you want to do, and you want to build that relationship. It feels like we've got a couple options, and I know I keep throwing out a lot of questions at you, my love, because I'm looking at your cards, and a couple of different things are coming up, and I'm trying to see what sticks and that we can expand on. I do feel like it's going to be, and I don't want to just, I want to give more attention to what you're asking me, but we have to focus on your questions and see what might be in the way more specifically. And unfortunately, the show won't do everything right now. But if you want to catch up with me, my love, let's try to expand on it. Take me up on 20 minutes for $20 and call me. And then we can look at this a little bit further because it feels like there's a couple different things that we can expand on or at least try to rule out and focus on.
Okay, thank you.
All right, my love, thank you. So here, I'll tell you what. This is the ultimate, or one of the most ultimate questions that comes up, is romantic relationship. Why am I not finding someone and meeting and connecting and being a good match, like Suzanne just described? Or why have I found this match and this connection and this draw, but the relationship and the circumstance isn't letting us stay connected, right? Opposite ends of the spectrum, still the same concern, still the same issue. And this doesn't necessarily just go for people that are out there looking for a romantic relationship or maybe even dating. This can also be people in a romantic relationship, even married. This is not exclusive. Being on the opposite ends, maybe across the river from each other. It's not just if you're single, in quotes, right? It can just be in relationship. It can be romantic relationship. It can be friendship. It can be career. Why can't we all just get along, right? But there's truth to that. And so here's the thing too, y'all. When we look at the cards are not going to be the ultimate be-all, end-all answer. There really isn't anything like that on the earth except for trusting your intuition, maybe, and rolling with the changes. But that's a lot. So the cards offer some insight and aspect to what you got shaken down. But ultimately, just like any question, any situation that you have going on in your life, the reality has to be there. The truth has to be there. Honest, not pretty, looking in the mirror, no makeup on, truth has to be there in order to look at the possibility of resolution or understanding. And I say that because if you come into any situation or you come into a card reading or any situation where you're looking for insight, you have to be honest with what's going on. And if your parameters are, I'm looking within 5 miles, someone that is XYZ to fit my ABC, that might not necessarily work straight away. It will work, but it might not work on your timeline. So I say that because when you call in, I love that you are open and honest with your question, but the benefit is really being genuine with what you want to see out of it and what might be in the way, right? I'm not here to judge in the least. That's why I love the cards, because it's what comes through. Also, when we see some of the cards indicating, hey, this is it. This is where the magic is happening for you. You're right. You're feeling itchy feet. It is time. It is, you are ready. It is yours. That doesn't necessarily mean it happens. I know that's frustrating, y'all. We're going to expand on that. But please know that when you call in, being vulnerable is a big part of getting a vulnerable reading, right? An honest reading. So let's go ahead and take our next caller, my love. I do believe, Sherry, you are there on standby. Is that right?
Yes. How are you this evening? Happy Wednesday.
Right. So close to Thursday, my love. Thanks for calling in and joining. Where are you calling in from?
Ohio.
Oh, my dear. Well, thank you for joining. Tell me what's on your mind, how I can support.
We're going to shift gears, not romance.
Let's do it.
Career. I've been out now 3 months. You can feel I'm so depressed today, but I want to ask you. I had a phone interview, the first step. Today, you know, it takes a month for me to get a job. I got to go through the whole shemale all over again because the last three jobs I didn't get.
Okay.
Actually, there were two. I had an interview with a man. His name's Howard. It's a really, really good job. It's a very independent job, which I would love. And I want to see, it's a financial company, what you look at, if there's a positive outcome with this.
Is there, okay. And when you say positive, Sherry, you're wanting to know if you'll get offered
yes.
a job or.
I tried to say it in a different way. Yes, if I'm going to get the job.
Yeah, I get it. Let me see what they. Okay, we'll look at this a couple of ways, my love, but let me see. I'm hesitating a little bit because it does feel like you said, there's a couple of different steps. And unfortunately, when that happens, there's more and more things that can get in the way, right? We like to think it's easy as 1, 2, 3, but it feels like you've already got that. You know, there's once it goes to the next level, it's just more could get in the way. But let me see what they want to say about you getting a job ultimately. Okay. So a lot's coming through for this. It does feel good. Sherry, as far as your, and did you say you had this interview, you spoke with Howard, and then you're waiting to hear back from him to get to the next step, is that right?
Today, yep.
Okay.
Meeting with them next week, which he said, but go on, I want to see what you see without me opening up my, go ahead.
Yeah, so it does feel good, my love. It does feel likely that you will see him again. In fact, I even see this going into April, which is kind of far out there. It could tie into what I do see more of yes than no of you getting the job. It does also feel like, and I want to be candid with you too, it feels like there might have to be, not since the nagging, but it feels like you have XYZ experience and this is what you can bring to the job. And you almost might have to express to them what you already see that they don't quite see. They might be doing an apple-to-apple type thing and you might have to tell them, hey, this is how it can work. This is how it can tie in together. They just come through a little more, I don't want to say sterile, but they just don't seem to process things the same way that you know you could offer. Does that make sense? Do you follow?
Okay. When do you feel I will be in a new job? How about that? Because I have another interview Friday, but you don't have to analyze every job. When do you feel, I'm so stressed out, I am beyond stressed.
Yeah.
When do you feel that I will be working? How is that?
Let's see. Well, I told you just a moment ago that April was coming through. So March, April does look pretty solid for you. Let me see if they want to give me, and when you say another job, you mean directly employed and working.
Yeah, you
and
said
I'm
March and April look solid for me, you said?
They do look pretty solid for you, definitely look pretty solid for you, and they look good for you income-wise, too. I'll tell you two things. One was coming up that you might get a job and you're like, ah, this isn't the salary I want, just know, don't let that deter you. They're saying you will jump to the next level pretty quickly because that's just you. You'll prove yourself and all that good stuff pretty quickly. Is there anything that you're are you working right now?
No. I've been offered a couple temp jobs. The pay just is not worth it. It's better just to take unemployment, make a little less, and just not be so stressed because I have to interview anyway. Because when you go to interviews with your temp, some of them are like, forget it, we're going to let you go. Go through all the unemployment again, another 3 weeks. I just can't deal. Come on, sorry, I didn't mean to be so drama.
No, I get it. Peace of mind is a big part. And so you're taking care of yourself that way. You're not doing anything wrong there. I'll tell you, my love, March, April was coming through before you even asked about time frame. Just know what they're saying is even if you interview for a job or you're offered, because now they're saying offered, even if you're offered a job where you're like, this isn't the pay I want, don't let that stop you. Or if it's the role isn't what you want, don't let that stop you because you're going to jump from that almost within a year. I mean, almost like less than a year, you'll be able to jump from that. You just need to get in the door and then you're off and running. So, man,
I'm an interview Friday and it's a totally different type of business I've ever done. It's forensics investigation, doing the office manager, you know, the office work, which is cool. Yeah. I'm going to go check it. Yeah, it's Friday.
Very totally intriguing. Different.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's coming through for you, my love, is, again, they're saying the same thing. You almost have to tell them, here's your problem. I'm your answer. Here's what I can do. Versus, I have all the criteria to match what you're looking for. And it's kind of a different way of operating when you go into an interview. You just want to be able to produce everything that they have and what they think they need. In your case, you almost have to go in there like you're already working there and saying, blah, 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 but here's the problem. Here's what I can address. Here's where we can take it. And then they already have an answer, and that's like a weight off their mind. Do you follow? It's almost like the people that you're interviewing with just get stuck. And so you get to bring something different in your presentation, which you have that fire and passion. That's, you've got that.
Okay.
You come through with so equipped and a
phone.
Problem solver.
He did. What's that? He did tell me over the phone I have all the skills, but I still have to go in and take testing and see. What else were you saying? I'm sorry. Go on.
You come through as a big problem solver, and I feel like that's why it keeps surfacing when they're saying, usually the cards are like, hey, giving you advice. But for you, they're saying even if you come in sub and you think I don't have everything, then you can sell what you can bring, and then if you have everything, then you can sell what they need. It might be just a different way of approaching them, and then they can put that to the side.
Okay. So you do feel that I will be, you said April, March and April, you said seems solid for me, even financially.
Yes. Yeah, they do. It does. And it's about time. I mean, you might feel a little pinched between when you very first start working, but that's just because it's been a little bit. But after that, they said like after a month, you feel like you're saving and doing what you need to be doing. You've got a way of doing things, and there's so much advantage to that. And so you get to.
I've never really had financial problems. It's not fun. It is the most stressed out people. No. I can't even explain it. But so my family, by the end of the year, though, I'll be back on track with my finances and everything.
Oh, my love.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. By June, my love. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Interesting. I'll tell you this, too. By July, it also feels like they're talking about if you have anything that's kind of lingering, like that'll be wrapped up, too. And I'm not sure what that is for you, but you probably have in mind what you'd like to have wrapped up and moved to the side. So you're on the fast track. I know you feel like you're not, but you are. Once you're in there... Yeah, and you have access, you're going to be good. So, my love, I'm offering a 20-minute for $20 promotion. Catch up with me if you'd like to look further into this or even after your interview on Friday. You know, we can expand on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Listen, you have a nice evening. I didn't mean to bring so much drama to you. Have a nice evening, okay?
You didn't, my love. Thanks for bringing the love and for listening and calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Do you want to catch up with me and take advantage of my promotion? So my regular rate, I'll begin with you, is $3 a minute. And I am offering 20 minutes for $20. I'm not going to bust out the calculator for this. It is a dollar a minute. Y'all, and that's if you feel like what you're hearing moves you or what your reading looks like and how it moves you. I also want to say, too, that what we're looking at right now in a snapshot is not the be-all, end-all for what's going on for you. And when we speak one-on-one, we get to veer off and talk about what really is moving you. Or we can take a different direction and expand on something else, right? Support with an unbiased perspective. That's the beauty of using cards, is to get a little more insight from and in a different way, right? And here's the thing, too. I've talked to a few people, not just regarding romantic relationship, not just regarding career, but when we ask, when we're determined, when we're focused on seeing a change in our life, it's one thing. But when we start to experience it, it's a totally different thing, right? And so let's just say in romantic relationship, we've decided to cut ties or take a break from someone, and all of a sudden they keep surfacing in our life, right? Maybe we see them at the store, maybe on the street, maybe their phone number pops up for some reason, or we see a post and we're like, oh my gosh, I was just getting it together. Why, universe, why is this happening? But it's also letting you know that what you're trying to create is happening. So y'all, if you're in a romantic relationship and you are breaking through, maybe coming to terms with a romantic relationship, and you're seeing that person, that doesn't necessarily mean that's the universe telling you to get back with them. That's the universe really wanting you to make sure and to stay solid in your determination to complete that relationship. Same thing with career. Well, if you're trying to break through the feeling of industry or of salary or of oppression, or maybe you just want to work for yourself or work from home, getting these interviews that are what you think you want and they fall through, or you're not getting the interviews of what you want, this is universe making sure that you're still tapped in and connected with what you want. And a lot of times we like to confuse that. Oh my gosh, maybe this is wrong. Maybe this is the universe's way of telling me I should stay in a relationship, or I should keep this career that I'm in or this job that I'm in. It's the universe's way of reminding you and checking in with you to be sure this is the direction you want to take. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Doesn't mean it's going to get any easier. But it's your way of checking in and keeping on the path. You're veering off, y'all. That doesn't mean that you're on a trail that's already been paved. That means you're going to have to hit some bumps, some rocks, maybe skin your knees, maybe hit a weed or two, right? But that means it's working. That means you're changing your path. So stay solid in that. Changing your path is never easy. No one said it was, but we didn't plan on it being as difficult as it may be. That being said, y'all, our call-in number is 760-888-5700. I do believe we have Victoria on standby. My dear, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
Hi, my love. Where are you calling in from? Staying up with us. Tell me what's on your mind and how I can support.
I was calling about my love life. I just wanted to see, do you see me and the guy I was seeing reconnecting?
Okay. So let me just ask that. It feels like there's a little bit more to that question, my love, but let me see. And when you say reconnecting, do you mean connecting again in a romantic relationship, or you just mean coming together again and seeing where it goes?
Yeah, like reconnecting and like to have a romantic relationship.
So I'll tell you what, my love, I do see that. And I know timing might come up for you as far as the next question. I do see that. But one of the things that also comes up is it feels like there needs to be, and I know you said you were in a relationship with them previously, my dear, but it feels like there's something else there that needs to either fall away and be left behind or be reestablished. Because I do see you reconnecting, and I do see the possibility of having a romantic relationship again, but I still see some uncertainty around that. Is there some history on why you two broke up that you feel like might get in the way or that could get in the way?
Well, there was just problems with communication. That, you know, he wasn't really communicating, and that was causing me a lot of frustration. And so then 2 days ago, we kind of, you know, things kind of blew up and things kind of ended. But he was, like, kind of going through some things, and, like, he kind of wanted his space, but, like, he really wasn't giving me, like, any communication. So that was kind of a little bit of a problem, and, you know, I kept coming from a place of saying, you know, like, why don't we kind of talk things through, like, let's figure it out, like, so.
Yeah, and I know that's been something that's kind of been there and is still there for you. Let me see if we can just try to get past that, because I'm not getting, you're saying communication, my love, but I'm not, I want to see if I can get more specific on what else may be there. Because I get what you're saying, and I get what you're asking, and I know this has been a concern for you, but I feel like we can get a little bit further into this. Hold on, let me see. So I do see you two coming back together. I do see you two in romantic relationship, but on the flip side of that, or right around it, I also see what does this relationship look like and how is it going to look. And that's the tough part, because unless you're really clear and he's really clear and it feels like he's more okay with being on the peripheral and not making any commitment, not even like communication, he's just not making the commitment right now. And you're reading that as communication and holding that as communication. He's not making that commitment. And that's where you're using one word, he's using another, and you two aren't saying the same thing.
Oh, so why do you think he is having trouble with commitment? Because, like, he came on, like, very strong and, like, in the, you know, early on, and was talking about, like, a marriage and moving in, and he just seemed, like, so ready. Mm-hmm. So, like, what has caused him to feel this way?
To change? Let me see if they want to give me... Oh, I feel like I want to expand on this with you. And I know we've touched on this, my love, but I feel like they're bringing up some of the same things. Because I hear you're right. definitely throwing out mixed signs there on what he wants and then what he's doing. Family is coming up and marriage is coming up. And I can't tell if that means his existing family or past relationship or past marriage that he's had, or relationship that he's had, and somehow that's creeping into what he can commit to now. Do you follow?
Like a past relationship might be impacting his ability to move forward with me?
Mm-hmm. Past relationship obligations to that relationship could be part of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that, like, is there someone from his past? I mean, he kept telling me, like, it has, you know, the problem has nothing to do with me and us and whatever. But I don't know. I just kept wondering, like, is there more that he's not saying? Like, is there something, like, with an ex that popped up?
It does come through with something towards the effect that he's not sharing everything, A, until he has to, but also he's not sharing unless he has to. And so right now it's not like he has to, because he's also waiting for, it feels like, something to settle before he can really make the next step. So it looks like he's kind of in the middle of things. Instead of just telling you, hey, here's also what I have going on, but this is what I want to create with you. He's like, oh, I'm stopped now, so I've got to just bail until I'm ready to move again. Do you follow?
What do you think he's trying to wait to settle?
It's coming through again as past relationships. And do you know anything about history, like marriage, family, any divorce, anything like that? It sounds like he's been kind of reserved with any of that information.
Yeah, he hasn't really told me too much. I mean, I just know he referred to his ex as a psycho one time in conversation, but that's all I know.
Yeah. It does feel like, again, he's waiting for something to be settled. And again, I can't tell if that's divorce. I can't tell if it could be just about anything, right? But I do see he's waiting for something to be settled. So he might have been a little ahead of or jumping the gun, so to speak, with when he met you and started to make these commitments, because he was verbally, with action, all that. He was. You're not misreading any of that. But now he's backing off, and instead of telling you, here's why I'm backing off, he just is, which obviously is not working for you. So,
right.
Yeah. You know, we can get to the beginning of this. I was just going to say, because I see where.
Do you know when he will come back around?
So I wanted to look at that with you because I feel like that's where it's going, because it does feel like things are shifting for him, but we need to get a little more insight to that, my love. And unfortunately, we can't take care of that on our show tonight. But catch up with me again, and we can expand on this and see what or how close he is to those shifts happening for him, and then how close he is to wanting to take action on that and then reaching back out to you.
Do you already see that shift happening currently?
It does. I'll tell you, it does feel like it's time that things shift, and it feels like it's in progress. But yes, I do see that going and happening for him, but I can't see how soon that is for him right now.
Okay.
And then how soon he'll act on that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, my love. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, and so, again, perfect example of being in a relationship, whether it's 2 days in, 2 weeks in, 2 hours in, right? Where is this going? How is this going to come together? What do we want? What do they want? And, of course, we're not going to come to the table and say, I want X, Y, Z. What do you want? Oh, I want A, B, C. Of course, it's not going to work that way. But there is truth, openness, and seeing if someone is walking beside you, sharing your momentum, or maybe not, right? And there's also truth and understanding and where they are in their journey. And is it matching your journey? And that's the hardest part. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes they're not in the space to be on our journey with us. Maybe they'll come around. Maybe we'll meet them around. But we can't shift our direction, our momentum, our perspective. Because that's when things start to fall down, right? So again, it's about seeing your changes based on your decisions. And the other thing that came through as we've been reading is sometimes it's not necessarily about knowing, but it's about experiencing. And I know that's not the easiest answer, y'all. I get it. But sometimes it is a matter of experience. That's where we're going to get the most knowledge. That's where we're going to get the best understanding. That's where our determination comes from. I'm not doing this again. I'm good. Not interested in that roller coaster. Or maybe it's, I will do that 2 more times and find the next bigger one. There's so much to be had through and with the experience, right? So you can't let one day, one even experience define that maybe it reestablishes. Maybe it recharges you instead, right? That's the hard part, is being open to that. Call number 760-888-5700. Know if what I'm saying resonates. You want to take me up on my 20-minute for $20 offer. You can find me, shoot me a text, give me a call at 234 TAROT. I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, my name is Debbie.
Debbie, my love, well, thanks for staying on. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Louisiana.
Oh, Louisiana. Beautiful, my dear. Well, Debbie, tell me what's on your mind and how I can support.
I am going through a lot of changes and shifts right now, but I was wondering if you saw where, if it would be a good idea for me to move right now. My mom might need to move in, but I'm not sure that's a good idea, or if I could find her a different place. If you saw anything about mine and her living situation.
Okay. So let's definitely keep those separate, even though I know they're
okay.
kind of connected. So are you asking, Debbie, if you'll move and she'll move with you, or you're asking if you'll move, like, explain that a little bit more for me.
Well, she's having problems where she is, so I'm trying. My apartment is really small, but if she's in a bad spot, I might move her in, but I think that it might be difficult. So I'm just wondering if you would get the same thing, or would you tell me just to go ahead and let it happen or find another spot for her? It's kind of an odd situation.
Yeah. Let me see what they want to say. Thank you for expanding, Debbie. Let me see what they want to say if she did move in with you. Let me see if that what the outcome may be or what that might look like. And then we can also, you've got a couple of things going on. You do. But let me see what they want to say first, Debbie, about her moving in with you and what that could look like.
Okay.
And then you also asked if you might find her another space if you're feeling like it wouldn't work out.
It's a difficult relationship.
With your mom?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you were also talking about moving from where you are to include her or just in general?
To just include her if I did have to. You know, watch over her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, wow, you're okay. So, yeah. I see a lot going on for you, my love. And I asked a couple of different questions in a couple of different ways to see what might come through. And I want to be candid with you. It does feel like you would make a lot of effort, and they're saying bust, to make the arrangements to, if you so choose, move her in or bring her into your current home, right? You would be doing a lot. And I know you're saying it's a small spot, but you would also be doing a lot as far as everything else, energy, care. I mean, you'd be making a lot of accommodations and changes and efforts, and you'd probably be taking on more to that to also subsidize or fund all these changes and what needs to happen, right?
Right.
So, yeah, it wouldn't just be a matter for her moving in and changing an address. There's a lot more to that, but you already know that. I do get that being difficult for you, my love. Your intuition, your experience is spot on. It does look like it would solve a problem for a time, but only for a time. Whatever issue is coming up or whatever still needs to be addressed would come up again. So it would put a Band-Aid on the situation, my love. If you did look for a place for her to move, and I can't see why this is so difficult right now, but if you did look for a place for her, you could find one probably sooner rather than later. But it feels like it'd be pricey, and it would also work for a little bit of time. And you might be willing to do that until you can get your bearings and really figure out what's going to happen long term, because you're right. This is going to be a long term commitment. And I know you want to address it that way. But if you did find someplace for her shorter term, it does look like it could work. But again, it might not work in the long run. And I don't want to be so negative about it, but you're really dealing with a lot of different stuff that's not going to surface completely at one time. Like once she moves and settles in, then this is going to come up. Then that's going to come up. Then that's going to come up. Do you follow?
It's exhausting. Yes, I do follow.
And
it's hard.
Yes, exactly. And so when I looked at you moving and maybe accommodating her coming again and sharing with your space, that might give you the, if you moved with plans for her to move in with you and a space to accommodate the both of y'all, I do see that probably of the three options being the best one for you right now, my love.
Okay.
That might give you the longest holding pattern and benefits. And again, you know, tarot isn't about advice necessarily in what to do and financial advice, but it does feel like you might have a little bit of advantage as far as what she might be able to contribute or what maybe write-offs or benefits you could receive for her living with you. But again,
okay,
it would still be shorter term. You would just have a longer time to work through some of the stuff that surfaces and be better equipped for it with more space.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there, and I'm just, I don't know which, that's why it was kind of like you said, if I do that or the other, it's one question, but I'm stuck. Yeah,
I can,
and I'm tired.
I can see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of various, and here's the thing, there's not one option here that's going to be less involved or less, yes, less anything. I can't even,
okay,
we're not even coming through because it is, right? The best option, like I said, between the three is just going to give you some more time and space, which is going to be what you need if you're going to be in the same space for a while, in the same living, you know, situation for a while.
To find another one, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, my love, yeah, bringing her in immediately to where you are does not look good for you two,
okay,
or for the situation. It just immediately does not.
Okay.
You might be able to get a place for her for maybe 3 to 6 months, maybe even 3 to 8 months.
Okay.
But it's going to be a little more expensive, and I can't tell how or why. But your next option, your third, like you said, to move into a bigger space to accommodate her living with you, does
mm-hmm.
look like that's going to give you some more breathing room, some more options, and some more security. Mm-hmm. But we would have
mm-hmm.
to expand on what that looks like. And again, a one-on-one conversation would probably be better off air so we could expand
yeah, of
on
course,
what that
yeah.
looks like and talk more specifically about what's in the
right.
way.
I appreciate that. I have the greatest amount of stress right now with my job and then this coming up, you know, it's just too, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It is. It is. It is a lot. And I do see that. I do. And that's why I want to be really clear when I know that you want to step up and take action now, just might not be the best thing ultimately to bring
okay.
her into your home right now.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Terry, my love. Listen, 234-97 TAROT. 20 for 20, give me a buzz, shoot me a text, and we can work
Wait,
that out.
Repeat it again?
So my text, you can call me or text me at 234-97.
Mm-hmm, 97. Tarot.
Tarot, T-A-R-O-T.
Oh, okay. 234-97-TAROT.
You got it.
Okay, that's easy. Thank you.
You're welcome, my love. Anytime, shoot me a text, give me a call, and we can figure it out.
Thank you, bye.
You're welcome, my dear. Take care. Dig what you're hearing. Want to expand on what we've discussed? Take me up on my 20 minutes for $20. That's a dollar a minute. Y'all, my usual rate is $3 a minute. But I love getting to speak with you one-on-one. I love getting to support coming from a non-biased, objective perspective, right? And we're talking about some things aren't for us to see or to know, but to experience. The flip side of that is there's also the experience in saying no and holding your space or even saying not now. Maybe give me a minute, right? And even if you say yes straight away, change your mind. There's power in that, right? Not everything, fortunately for us, is permanent. And we've got to hold that space. Keep that in mind. So I do believe we have time for another caller. Are you there, my dear? Hello? My dear, are you there? Perhaps we'll be able to catch back up. But that sums up what we have going on and what we see going on Jill, it's not what's necessarily happening. It's what you're choosing to do about it. It's what you're choosing to and how to hold it, let it go, maybe learn from it, maybe stick around to see what happens, right? If you're seeing the stress, seeing the changes that are coming about from what it is that you've decided, even though it doesn't necessarily feel like it, it's a good thing. It means things are happening. It means things are changing. When we're seeing conflict in relationship, it could be a matter of shifting our momentum or deciding not to shift our momentum, right? But you're still focusing on your journey. And it's not necessarily, and here's the thing, y'all, it's not necessarily if you look at it like maybe I'm not worth it, maybe I don't mean enough for someone to make the change. You have to, and this is the hard part, you have to keep in mind your responsibility, your obligation in the relationship is the fact that you've given your heart to this person. And it is so easy for us to go back and say, well, I don't make a difference. I don't mean enough. Maybe I have to wait. Maybe I have to change. And it can be very much about holding your space until they do, but also holding your space, holding your momentum, keeping on your journey, on your path, and allowing them to follow and join with you. Doesn't necessarily come back to they don't want to. It's about they're on their journey. They're distracted. They're hung up. Maybe they're in a cycle. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're trying to break through that cycle, right? And I know it's tough for us to look at and understand their perspective because what we know is our heartache. We know our pain, our discomfort. But it's also we have chosen to be in this relationship, to give our heart, to be with. And really, until they say, I give you my heart or I commit, can't hold them to that. We can only hold them to joining us on our journey. And maybe it's not all the time. Maybe it's intermittently. And maybe that's enough for you and it works for what you've got going on. Maybe it's not. But there's nothing wrong with choosing at that time to let it be enough or choosing the next time to want more. Right? I was talking to a gal earlier and she was saying, I'm tired, I'm cranky, I'm emotional. Right? And that's when shift is happening. That's when change is happening. Come into this world, sunshine and roses. Right? And unfortunately, most often we don't leave this world, leave this body, sunshine and roses. Sometimes we do. But we always have something to say when we come in, and we always have something to say when we go out. It's just a matter of finding that voice and letting it be strong and powerful. And if yours is, I want this in a relationship, then keep saying it. Let that vibration hold. And if that's not working, say it in a different way. And if that's not working, say it in a different direction. And if that's not working, maybe you whisper it. And if that's not working, maybe you say it to yourself. So many different ways that we hold the power to what we bring into our lives. A lot of times we put it outside of us to see our power. But most often we come back to ourselves, right? So it's about holding your space for what it is you want. You can tell me, you can tell others the yes, ifs, ands, or buts, but at the end of the day, it's you that's bringing in, it's you that's creating. I'm just here to support. Y'all can catch up with me at 234-97-TAROT. I'll be here next week. Find out more about me, follow me on Facebook at I Hear Tarot. until we speak again, y'all, take care. I love you so much. Thank you for being a part, holding the space, and I'll talk to you soon.